Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. We've been bringing you sound from the rallies in Ellsworth and Bangor on No Kings Day this week. Today we have another installation. The first piece you're going to hear was recorded in Bangor, and the second was recorded in Ellsworth, and they have been lightly edited to fit this time slot.
Please welcome next Mr. Adam Toothaker, who is representing Maine Veterans for Peace. Are you mad yet? Yeah, so am I. We've got a soon-to-be trillion-dollar military that's being used for a birthday party right now. And on the other coast, we've got Marines deployed to California to obstruct people from using their constitutional rights to assemble. And that makes me mad. When we say peaceful protest, we mean nonviolent. Veterans for Peace. But it doesn't mean quiet. Because I just saw on the news one of our ruling class saying, well, we appreciate Americans' right to peacefully protest, their constitutional right to peacefully protest. And by that, they meant be quiet. No! And so now what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to talk in hushed tones when the U.S. government is violently grabbing people off the street and putting them in for-profit detention centers? Am I supposed to be quiet and have a little sign but don't speak up when my government is using my tax money to perpetrate a genocide on the other side of the world? Now, free Palestine.
No kings. No kings. No kings. No kings. It is so good to see you all out here today. My name is Jacques Newell Taylor, and I live in Southwest Harbor. And this is the beginning of the work. This is where it begins, right? Now, you might be saying, Jacques, I know that there are other brown folks in Maine. Where are they? That's the uncomfortable laughter that we have, right? That's an uncomfortable laughter that we have. I get it. But here's the thing. I want to say welcome to the party. The crosshairs that you find yourselves in today, the reason why you are here today, our brown brothers and sisters are in it every day. So I want to encourage you. Stay here, even when you don't feel like the spotlight is on you anymore, right? Stay in it. Let's keep taking care of each other. And I want to invite you to do something. Coming up next week. On the 19th of June, Juneteenth. What an incredible, incredible holiday. We are going to be right back here in Ellsworth at Knowlton Park, having an opportunity to take care of each other. We are taking the day to take care of each other. That's you and me. So that we can keep doing what we must do to make sure that we have what? No kings! What? No kings! What?
No kings!
What?
No kings!
Let me hear it!
No kings!
No kings! I'll see you on June the 19th. At 4 o'clock, 4 to 7 in Knowlton Park, taking care of each other so that we can take care of ourselves.
Excerpts from two of the speakers on No Kings Day. The first speaker was in Bangor, and the second one was in Ellsworth. That one was recorded by Matt Murphy. We appreciate his contribution today. You heard Jacques Newell Taylor ended with a invitation to the Juneteenth celebration in Ellsworth. This will be their fifth annual Juneteenth celebration. We'll have more on that tomorrow. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.